No matter where you are, few expected it would be quite this bad. Yes, it's Texas Standard Time on this 20th day of September 2019, a Friday. You know, it was about 2 years ago that a hurricane named Harvey made landfall here in Texas. It wasn't the wind that did so much damage, it was the water, remember? The unrelenting downpours. Ditto this week as the first named tropical storm to hit the region since then. Imelda started dumping water across much of that same area affected in 2017, up to 43 inches in one place south of Beaumont. This is already being called one of the 10 wettest storms in U.S. history. And we don't yet know its full scale since it's nigh on impossible to get around due to road closures. Some lessons learned from Harvey were heeded. By and large, people stayed off the roads once warned by officials the rain could get nasty. Nonetheless, that couldn't stop things like barges breaking loose and striking a bridge along Interstate 10 at the San Jacinto River. More on that in the roundup in a few minutes. Two deaths have been attributed to this storm. One, a man electrocuted while trying to rescue his horse. Another, someone whose car was submerged underwater. Governor Abbott's declared a state of disaster for 13 southwest Texas counties. Our own Michael Marks is getting a firsthand look at the situation as he tries to navigate into and around one of the hardest hit areas. This is a fairly large zone east of Houston. And I understand Michael is joining us now on the line live. Michael, can you hear us?
Got you loud and clear, David.
Where exactly are you? Tell us about what city you're in and what you're seeing.
So right now I am in front of a turf farm near Huffman. That's about 25 miles east of Houston, just the other side of Lake Houston. The operative term there that you used in the lead is tries to. I have been trying to make my way east to get to some of those harder hit areas. Mm-hmm. You mentioned Beaumont, as well as Winnie, Finette, that stretch between Beaumont and Houston along I-10. Just haven't been able to do it as a consequence of the water on some of these roads that remain impassable, even though there's been the water has receded a considerable amount from what it was yesterday.
Yeah, but I understand you've been meeting folks who have been trying to get out because their house was flooded and maybe trying to get through the city, that sort of thing. What are you hearing from them?
I did talk to some folks yesterday at a Bucky's in Katy, people who were either trying to get to their homes because they had flooded to check out the condition, or people who were fleeing the storm because their place had flooded and they were going to go stay with relatives, that sort of thing. I was also in contact with several people from Beaumont, even though I wasn't able to get there. One of them was Chuck Kiker. He's a rancher out that way. And he talked to me a little bit about what he was hearing of those areas southwest of the city, the more rural spots where they were really hit hard.
Well, yeah, last night on the news, they were saying, you know, this system's going to keep moving north. We might get 10, 12 inches. They were wrong. It sat right on top of us all night long.
You know, I think it's the volume of the rain. You look at, in some of these areas, up to 43 inches south of Beaumont. If you're talking about an entire year, that's about 60 inches. So already in one or two nights, you're talking about a downfall of two-thirds of what that area would get in an entire year.
And I think the speed and intensity is really what caught people off guard, David. I mean, this was a storm. I think the Beaumont Enterprise described it as a sucker punch in their newspaper today. And that seems accurate from talking to some of the folks who, you know, in this area, that they knew it was coming. They didn't know that it would be this bad.
Right. But there in Huffman, I know they really took quite a walloping back during Harvey. How are things and what are people there saying about the situation?
Well, it's a mixed bag. Of course, you have some places that are flooded out. In fact, there was a high water rescue this morning. People who were stuck in the second story of their house in Huffman. Other folks, you know, this area was hit really hard by Harvey. I spoke to a woman named Pamela Davila. She is the daughter of a pastor of Calvary United Baptist Church. They almost lost the church because of flooding from Hurricane Harvey. And I met them this morning as they were walking into the church, and they didn't know what they were going to find. Here's one of the things she told me when she found it was dry.
Relief. It was, like I said, Harvey flooded the church. The church is just barely hanging on now. And financially, I mean, just the money that it took, because the church didn't have flood insurance. Oh, no. But we had lots of churches that donated money, and we were able to get it, you know, back together. So if it had flooded again, the church probably wouldn't have survived.
What's the weather looking like right now from your vantage point?
Right now where I'm at, it is hot and it is humid. But there are some clouds on the horizon. The forecast says that rain may be coming later this evening or this afternoon,
boy.
Although not at the intensity that we saw over the past 48 to 72 hours.
So for these folks in this area, it's going to be a very long weekend indeed. And in many respects, it's only getting started because we know how long it these recovery efforts can take as you wait for the water to drain away. And we'll find out, obviously, more information about the extent of the damage to the infrastructure and, of course, other resultant effects of this storm. Michael Marks has been speaking to us from about 25 miles east of Houston, where he continues to get a sense of the full scale of this situation. Michael, we'll be touching base with you later on. Thanks so much for speaking with us on The Standard. Stay safe out there.
Thanks, David.